Podtacular, episode 250, The Client Review and Random Frags, your episode for the March 24th, 2011.
For the March?
I know, damn it!
Hello everyone and welcome back to the show for Podtacular. I am Dust Storm.
I'm G. Lewis.
And we're back yet after another month hiatus.
Yes.
Figuring that we can never decide on the time to record.
Yeah, I mean...
And throughout our busy college life schedule, it's kind of getting annoying, but we finally found the time to come back and do a little episode, and hopefully... Well, Greg and I have been talking about doing a scheduled time, and... Per request of a lot of the listeners that we have, we're going to go back to a weekly schedule.
Nah, we're just going to keep you guys guessing. We're going to get one this week.
That would be
roll the dice and see. Snake eyes. Seems like you're getting one this week.
That'd be cruel.
Yeah, we're gonna have Annie roll a dice every day on YouTube. if he rolls double sixes, we're going to record that day. If he doesn't, you guys got to wait.
Dang,
not recording for so long. We've got to episode 250 pretty darn quick. You know, it seems like just yesterday we were doing episode 200. Well, it seems like just yesterday, but I mean, I know it wasn't just yesterday.
No,
it doesn't seem like it was
actually,
that long.
We should have gotten here a lot quicker than
because we interviewed Bernie 20 on episode 224, right? Is that right? I think we did.
Is that when it was?
It was 224. That doesn't seem like it was that long ago, right?
It was quite a long time ago.
It was last summer. Yeah, I mean,
we should be in the 270s by now.
What's everybody else at? Like, gamertag rate? What episode are
they? They're in the 280s.
280s?
Yeah, we should be, like, right along with them.
Are we still in the Gamercast network?
Is
there even such a thing anymore?
There kind of isn't really anymore. Because there's... really no community interaction.
Gamertag really changed up their website. It looks nice. You guys can check it out.
They constantly make changes to it. And sorry for the background noise. I have very thin windows.
You at your apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
where else would it be?
I don't know. I don't know if you're at home. Since the last episode, there's been a lot of stuff's been going on.
There has been a lot of things going on in
Halo. I mean, we get to find that pack. We've got MLG Dallas next week. Podtacular played a clan match not too long ago, a couple days ago, which I still have not figured out whether or not we've won. We did not win.
Did you check the forums?
Yeah, I looked at the forums, but I couldn't find...
The results are there.
Where's it at?
It's in the pro clan thread about us going against the Wheelmen. We lost horribly.
Oh, you did?
They shut us out.
What? Who all played?
Regime, PK, me. I don't remember who else. That's in the thread. Nobody. Or Oreo, as he's now named.
Oh, Cameron?
Yeah.
The old guy who used to do the Podtech review.
Yeah,
I don't see it. Really, it's not in this thread.
Really?
Yeah. I've read this thread like 4 times and I don't see it.
I'll find it for you. But yes, MLG Dallas, I'm going. So if anyone else is going...
Holy crap, I should really read. Ended a really big analysis in those videos I posted on the pro thread. Which actually, if the pros are listening, which you should be... I'm just saying, sorry. You should.
I had to laugh on that one. That was.
I did a post in the thread about maybe a month ago. In the thread, in the forum, sorry. About a month ago, it's called "Give Me Pro Tips." I don't know if my message got across. I know it says in there that I'm doing this because I want other people to do it as well, so we can all kind of, you know, bounce ideas and see gameplay from each other. I'm the only one who's done it so far, and I'm planning on doing it again either today or tomorrow for another thread.
After you've done two, the more frickin' video first.
Part dose. of the Give Me Pro Tips thing. So if you guys who are listening could do that, please and thank you. Also, we got stuff from PodTV came out with. When's the new episode coming? It's supposed to come every Thursday. On Thursdays.
See, there's a slight problem that I've been having where I forget to save films, and then I play Halo, and the films disappear out of my temporary history.
So you had to do it all over again?
So we've had to do it twice over again.
Because you've done it three times?
Yeah, we've done our second episode three times.
Okay, next time save your video on your file share.
We've done it twice right now. I've meant to, but I always forgot to. But our re-record is this Saturday, whether or not you hear this before or after then.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully by then I will actually have it released.
How long does it take you to record?
The recording actually doesn't take too long.
Who does it? Just you and Regime?
Yeah, just me and Regime. And
oh, did you already have the interview and everything already?
Well, that's the part that's missing.
So what have you done so far?
We have a little campaign thing. It's the where you can get the four Banshees on the package.
Oh, okay. So you've already done it?
Or no? Is it the package?
Yeah. No.
It's the one before the last level. It's not the package.
It's the one where you're trying to get to the Autumn.
No, it's the one you're trying to get to Halsey's lab.
Oh, I'm not too sure of the name of it, but I think it is called the package.
Maybe it is. I thought the package was the last one. What's the last one level called?
Autumn.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's the package. People are yelling at me. It's like, you think you're a Halo person? You don't know what the level is.
Actually, Dustin is a computers person. Happens to.
I sent that to the wrong link or wrong person.
Let's hope it wasn't something bad, Dustin.
No. I'm finding your link, okay? Shut it.
Oh, for the Wheelman.
Yeah.
Well, what else been going on? We've been talking about Halo CE.
There's the Halo CE remake that's been floating around for a while, and the more and more that goes around, the more and more it seems like it's going to happen.
Oh, I thought it was HWM Invasion Channel. Okay.
Yeah, what'd you think it was?
Okay, sorry. There's another one. I looked up the sign-up thread. That's what I was looking at.
What?
So they basically killed you guys.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Did you live-streamed it? Was it from your point of view?
I live-streamed it, yeah.
Did you keep any?
There's the recording up on Ustream.
It doesn't really save it. It just randomly plays it, right?
I mean, I think you can go in and pick the video you want to watch. Maybe. Like if you go to the it's not on Ustream. It's on live stream.
The only time I ever use any of the streaming services is like if somebody's at a conference, like.
Well, I mean, we'll be using it when we do our live episodes on the maps.
When are we gonna do that?
When we decide to sit down and do those.
I need to buy them. I'm gonna buy them tomorrow.
I figure we're gonna do five different episodes. Sorry, on each of the new maps. So,
dude, I'm down for the firefight one. Maybe on the firefight team.
Maybe we can do six then.
You're doing five.
That would be interesting. Do it like on easy so we don't die as often.
No? I played a lot, so I don't want it.
Remember the last time we tried to play and podcast at the same time? It didn't turn out that well.
We all got.
That was when we had the slew of guests.
Yeah. That's when we all tried to do all those achievements. No, but that was on the beta. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was on the beta, but still. The beta is super awesome. The beta was kicking.
Speaking of a beta, somebody got to play the maps early. Was his name Dustin? How did you get him early? Can you explain it to everybody out there?
Well, there's this person that we had on the show a while ago. Her name is BS Angel. And she works at 343 Industries now. And she randomly sent me a code and be like, enjoy.
Oh, cool. How many did she get? I know we gave some away. How many did she give you to give away?
We got
like six.
We got 10.
You got 10? Did you give them all away?
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember one time you said you gave six away at a point. Who all won them? Was there anybody from the community or was it all random people?
There was no one from the community in particular that I recognized who won any of the map codes.
When I was looking at the people who won, I had never heard of any of their
names. No, I hadn't either. Well, I mean, there were some on Twitter. Like, there were some Podtacular Twitter members that...
I mean, but they didn't win, did they?
But none of them won, yeah.
What was the last question you posted? I thought everybody was going to get that second one wrong. Does he take
a one? Yeah.
I thought everybody was going to get
that. I thought that might have been a tricky enough question, but everybody only like three people got it wrong.
Oh, really? I thought everybody was going to get
people
that.
People were on the ball. Like, dang. And, like, I had a list of questions I was going to ask, but since I was traveling, I left them here, so I couldn't ask any of the hard questions that I wanted to ask.
Oh,
so I'm struggling going through and finding, like, ones that I can think of off the top of my head are fine, really easy. But I basically did like a process of elimination thing where if you got it right, you'd like advance to the next round. And once I got to seven or less people, then I would randomly choose one that won.
So the
last code took about an hour and a half to give away because.
Where'd you give away most of them? You gave one on that YouTube video.
I gave one away on the YouTube video, one away on Facebook.
Well, how do you get away on Facebook?
I just posted it on Facebook at one point and removed.
Thought there had to be a contest to get it.
No.
It just had to be some form of giveaway.
I removed the letter.
Posted it on my Facebook page.
it was a giveaway / contest, and we had the contest for the kill streak, the multi kills, the grunt apocalypse, and the mythic attack firefight. So four got given away there. And let's see, Twitter. Yeah, so that's about it.
I guess anyway, before we start going to the next thing, let's read some of these submissions really quick. I'm going to read the first one. Okay. They're random frags for right now what we've got. Nobody really sent in anything for the Divine Map Pack. So we're just going to give our thoughts on it. And if you guys want to send something, we can read that next week. I guess we'll officially announce submissions on the homepage after we record this.
Yeah.
The first one is Mike. He doesn't really give his gamer tag as far as I can see, but... He says, hey, Podtacular, a new forum viewer, but a long-time listener. I've enjoyed some Halo Reach still, and I just wanted to ask a question for you guys. What is your ideal challenges, campaign-related, multiplayer-related, or just general stuff? Thanks a lot, and keep on fragging noobs who think the sword is the most amazing weapon. If I had to answer, I think the ones that I actually obtain the most are the ones in Firefight. The ones I enjoy getting the most are the multiplayer ones. The ones in Firefight are just way too easy, but I always end up getting them. I don't really do any of the campaign ones. When I play, I don't normally have a whole bunch of time.
Right.
So I don't normally...
Well, I think that's kind of why they put a lot of the Firefight ones out there, because they're easy to get quickly.
Yeah. If I had an ideal for funness... would be the multiplayer, because definitely they take the longest. It's not easy. You don't just.
I mean, I would almost say throw in an extra weekly.
Yeah, maybe like two. I don't know, because usually like one weekly is like, I don't know, play a million games or something. Or
well, yeah, 100 games. When it's those, play that
much. They're really like you have to be. When it first came out, I think I got the first four weeklies, and that was it. I think those were the only weeklies I ever got.
I don't know how many weeklies I've gotten. But I just really don't have time to get the challenges anymore because it's just day-to-day stuff going on.
Yeah, you know.
So, I mean, sometimes I'll I'll go in and get the challenges, but like yesterday the challenges were so easy. And I probably could have gotten most of them in like 30 minutes, but oh. I just didn't have time.
I guess it's going to be a plug. Me and Dustin, I mentioned this before. There's an Android app out there, and it has a widget for the challenges for that day and the weekly challenge.
There's a lot of Android apps now.
There's a lot of them that show it, but I just like it because it's the widget. It automatically updates. I have it on the homepage.
you would.
It's called Halo Reach Tracker. I'm not too sure who makes it right now. Let me see if I can. We should probably post a link in the show notes somewhere so I can get you guys a link to it. But it's called Halo Reach Tracker. Look for an Android form if you have an Android phone. It's pretty sweet, and the widget is very useful.
Or you search for Reach. It's one of the three or four Reach apps out there.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of good Xbox Live apps too. So
I only have like one really good one.
Most of them you have to pay for. There's only one good free one.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Xbox Live Statistics. It's really
That one. Which doesn't let me log in for some reason. It either doesn't like my password or the new authentication method that Microsoft implemented doesn't work with the app yet.
Oh, it works in mine.
There's also another app I'm going to plug real quick.
Oh, Google.
That Bungie's been posting about, and at least I have it downloaded and I've been trying it out.
Is it an Android app?
Yeah, it's a Reach Service Record.
I think I have that. Yeah, I have both. I have Reach Service Record, which I actually use as if I want to find stuff, and then I for the widget, I have the other one.
Yeah.
I personally
prefer the Halo Reach Tracker, to be honest.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think that the service record just runs a little better. I mean, I have an old Android phone.
It might run a little better, but I like the look and feel of the Halo Reach Tracker.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. For my phone...
I mean, both of them work just as well.
I would agree that they're both... If there were two choices that you had to choose from, those would be the best two.
There's another app called Halo Reach Stats. I think it was actually the first one out.
There's like eight of them as much as.
And it hasn't been updated in a while because these other apps have come out. But those are the three that I have downloaded.
You actually use all of them?
I rarely use them because I'm at my computer. I can just go to BNet.
For real?
But, I mean, I'll occasionally use them sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool Android apps, but for those people out there who have an Android phone.
There's a Halo Reach MLG timer, too.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I think it says for Halo 3, though, isn't it?
There's a Halo 3 and a Halo Reach one.
Oh, there is. Yeah, I see
it. Two separate ones, yeah.
Okay. And there is an MLG actual app, but it's a dollar, and I don't know
what's on it. Yeah, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, I don't know what's on it. So.
Sorry, I'm a cheap bastard, but I'm not paying for it.
I mean, I just the only reason why I don't want to buy the apps on the Android is just because it doesn't really seem like there's enough on it to justify the dollar, because I'm never going to use it.
I have a web browser my phone. If I really need to go to something, I can just go do it on my browser.
Maybe if you get rid of your if you get rid of your RSS feed, maybe I'd do it. But. MLG's RSS feed, because I just use Google Reader for bait. I don't even use the internet really anymore on my phone. But anyway, this isn't the Android phone podcast.
You're using the internet right now.
I mean, I'm on my telephone. I mean, I'm on my computer. I don't really use the internet on my phone. I don't use the browser.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's nice to just have that portability to look things up.
Yeah. Just in case you ever need it.
Yeah. Anyways, we've gotten off topic.
You want to get the next submission?
Yeah. Captain Keaton writes in. Hi, guys. Captain Keaton reporting for duty. This is my first submission, and my friend and I have found a way to take any vehicle off any height of jump and live. If you get out just as you land, the vehicle isn't even damaged at all. We found this out by taking a Revenant out of Anger and Forge world onto a blue grid. And what is this Team Bubble Bath you're talking about?
Oh, God.
Spawn fragging trucks, and everyone knows that.
You don't know
that.
About the bubble bath.
The bubble bath.
Bubble bath is made by JVB, right?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it was in, used to be, it was just an all-kneelers on Zanzibar, and then they would just play in
well,
the water.
Water on Zanzibar.
Well, I mean, well, it was on the mat, Zanzibar. And then they would go into the water.
Yeah.
Down in the water, where that came from, it's ready. Anyway, so what he would do is his needler, he just knew needle battle down there in the water, and I guess bubble bath came from when you explode, there's a lot of bubbles, so I don't actually know where bubble bath came from, that's what I would assume it came from. So, but yeah, I mean, that's what Team Bubble Bath is. Is there a, I'm going to assume that there's some kind of variant of it in Reach, I haven't played it. Has anybody made a bubble bath map?
I mean, I've started to try to make one. Someone made one. I want to say...
Yeah, I mean, we've had a submission before.
Maybe it was... It was either Amp or Annie that made one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't quite like it too much, but...
I don't know. Amp's made...
But yeah, I've been working on one. I'm not exactly sure whether to like put on the beach area or have just a pane like in water. Like there's actually this little area
you're in the waterfall.
A little part in Forge. Well, I was thinking about that too. In Forge World, you can actually put one of those big gigantic walls like sideways down as a platform. You can actually put it in the water just barely enough to where you can actually start out underwater and you're still alive.
I don't think your character... I mean, it's not really like a big part though, right? It's just you just happen to be a little bit underwater.
Yeah, but it, I mean, that might be cool. I'm not sure how people would like that. But
You couldn't play the game underwater, could you? You would just...
Yeah, you could. You can still shoot and it'll still track underwater. Oh. It's just that you're underwater.
All right. I think we'll do a another random frag here. This comes from Punxsutawneyphil.
Punxsutawneyphil.
And he writes, "Hey guys, it's Punxsutawneyphil. I hope you read this and your hope has been answered. I don't know. Dreams have been answered. I don't know. Anyway, even though I sent it in regular cell phone text. That's pretty cool. Anyway, Dusty, Brent, read the books. You run a Halo podcast and I know more of the City Universe and factual details than you. ? Get with the program. Hate to hate on you. Guys, because I usually love the show, but come on.
I've read the first three books, and I'm currently reading Ghost of Onyx, so I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
You've been currently reading that book since, like, episode...
I start reading it on and off, and then I get busy with other things. And...
Sure.
But I've read the first three books, so I do read the books.
Which one's your least favorite? Is The Flood your least favorite?
Yeah, just because it's... I mean, you're playing the game anyways, and yeah, there's some of the backstory you get. Like, it actually goes off and gives you the Johnson side of the story and how he actually lives. But yeah, out of the three, I think The Flood's my worst. My least favorite, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, most people say The Flood's the worst one in general.
But
I like the Fall of Reach. I mean, Fall of Reach is pretty cool.
Fall of Reach is good.
But it just doesn't, you know, go too well with Reach.
Well, it's... Reach focuses on a very small time frame, where the Fall of Reach is focusing over quite a long period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about when John was pulled from... Kindergarten, I guess, would be the age of six. And me up through training him to be a Spartan.
To be a real boy.
I think one of the more freaky parts of the book was, I don't know if you remember this, but when they were doing the training and they turned out all the lights and unleashed the Spartans and all the... Marines. Yeah, see,
that'd be cool if that was in a movie.
Were like badly hurt or dismantled or something. He's like, Dang, that's got to be scary.
Yeah. And they, well, like, I mean, that's something really out of a horror film. It started, like, killing half the guards. I mean, like, not on purpose, but on accident, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah. First book is good.
I think they're all good. I would even read The Flood. I would say that The Flood is still good.
I mean, read it to get, like, the other side of kind of Halo to get some of the backstory behind some other things going on, but I mean, don't read it for the plot line because you get the plot line in the game.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to go back and read those first three books too because it's been a long time since I've read them. Like 5 years at least.
Whoa.
So I'm going to go back and read them. It's just a matter of when. I mean, I have a lot of the books. I got, at the beginning of the year, I got the Halo Evolutions and Contact.
Halo Evolutions is okay.
I just bought Cryptum. But yeah, I need to read those. I'm reading through some other books right now. I'm actually reading this semester, which is odd. Because I don't normally read books, and I've actually been reading on a consistent basis.
Time which flies is when you have nothing to do.
Well, no, I actually have time to do things because I'm a grad student.
That's pretty cool.
Which is nice. But yes, moving on. Atomic MLG writes in, "Hey Potak, this is your friendly neighborhood explosive Major League gamer. Now, I don't honestly know when I should send this in, but I would just like to say I missed your 2-3 hour podcast. I'm trying to get my friend to at least look at your guys' site. He likes comedy and Halo, so I think you guys are a perfect fit. I think this is my first submission, so let's hope there is little to no grammar or spelling fails. Shouts out to Jordan Brown, Chance Scott, and keep on fragging trucks." Well, your request, along with many others, have been answered. We are going to go back to our normal format, I guess, if you want to consider it a normal format, of doing one podcast a week. And I don't think it'll be 2 to 3 hours long, but we'll probably try to aim for 90 minutes again. And we may segment up the show like we're trying to do for the 3 podcasts a week show. So we may have like a random frag segment and a custom segment. And then like if we have an interview, we'll do an interview for 30 minutes or so. But yeah, we're going back to our weekly format.
Weekly.
You want to take the next one, Mr. Greg?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I can do like next three. The next one is really short, and it's about Pokemon.
Anyway. Okay, if you want to take the next three, go for it.
Orange writes in. Never heard this name before, so this might be your first time. I'm sorry. Oh, it's one with somebody else. Okay. Hey, Potek. It is Deformed Orange, formerly Rabid Diarrhea. Anyway, and I will be submitting more often now because I really want there to be a Goldenrod radio show. Hey, somebody's been listening. Brings a sight into the world of Pokemon would be great listening material, and I would love to help out any way possible. Keep on fragging trucks.
I'll have to inform Brent.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem that Brent would have is that he doesn't have recording stuff, but he can get that, so.
Yeah, I mean,
We already got the theme song and everything. I don't know why we haven't done it yet.
I don't know either. I mean, it's that dividing line between, oh, this would be really cool, but oh, we're so not totally qualified to do a podcast like this. That's the dividing line.
What is the definition of qualified? I've played all the games. I can't name them all, but I could answer questions.
What would we talk about? What would we talk about?
We would talk about the new game.
That no one has.
You mean nobody has? None of us have it? I can buy it.
Yeah, you can buy it. What about Brent and me? Brent's broke.
Brent can get it.
No.
He's broke now, but he can get it.
He says he's not planning to get it. And, I mean, I still haven't gotten past the third gym on Heart Gold yet.
What?
I haven't played it that much.
So you bought a DS for this game.
Yeah, shut up. I wish I had time to play it, but I don't have the time like I had back in junior high and high school. Where I could play Pokemon all day during
class. Could or you did?
I could.
Oh, I didn't. So you didn't, but you could have.
Eh, could have. I mean, I beat Pokemon Yellow, and I got all 150 Pokemon.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I never got that.
And I stupidly sold the game to GameStop, and now I want it back.
I mean, I've had Red on my phone. I've had Red. I've had...
I mean, I have the ROMs for them, but I would still... It's just... They're so time-consuming.
The games?
Yeah.
That's my only problem, too. They do take a long time.
That's the only problem with video games, in my opinion, is they're so time-consuming. I mean, that's the same thing for the Halo Reach challenges. It just takes time.
Yeah, it takes forever.
And there's other stuff that, one, I need to be doing, two, I want to do.
We'll play when we get older.
I mean, for example, I wanted to have the new forums up by the time spring break was over. I didn't even get a chance to touch those because I was busy over the break. It's just not enough time to do everything I want to do. And there's the Machinima thing I want to do. There's trying to get the IRC up and running for when we do live streams. Getting live stream stuff working. Getting a X-Link Kai group up and going so we can play Halo and Halo 2 over the internet. And stuff like that.
It's I think that should be a second. That should be probably.
I mean, I threw up a thread in the forums about it, and only one person said anything about trying to do something like that. So, okay. I guess the community doesn't really care.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much going to stay with Reach right now. I can't really handle more than one game at the moment.
I mean, it would just be nice to occasionally drop into Halo or Halo 2 and be like, oh, this is cool. And yeah. we can do it over live because, I mean, I know everyone doesn't have Reach on the PC, even although if you – I would think if you have a laptop or some kind, you don't need that high-end hardware to run Halo 1 on the PC. So I'd say go buy a copy and we can
– People don't play Vista online. They play 1.
I mean, there are people that play Vista, and there's actually – I think been a slow growth of people actually playing online for some reason. But I mean, there's people that play online for Halo 2 Vista. There's just not much. Okay. I mean, I drop in there every now and then.
I mean, I have both. I just never play them. I don't.
We should get you some achievies.
You get achievements on them?
On Halo 2 Vista?
Oh, you do?
Duh.
I don't think Vista works on my computer.
You mean Halo 2, or do you mean Vista?
Halo 2 Vista. Well, it's called Halo 2 Vista, so let's call it Vista. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Vista's an operating system.
Yeah. Well, let's call it Halo 2 Vista.
Just call it Halo 2 PC or something.
Halo 2. Halo 2 Computer Edition. Mouse and Keyboard Edition.
Yes. Mouse and Keyboard Edition.
Yes.
Yeah, they have achievements. Actually, I still need to get two more, because one of them is play every game type in a party of six or more, and play on every map.
That shouldn't be that hard.
It's harder than you think.
You get six people to play together? If that was in Reach, we would have got that like in a minute.
Well,
first day we would have got
that. Yeah. But, I mean, look... All the servers that are up there are usually running only one map, and I checked yesterday, there were only 6 user-hosted servers. I've meant to get all my gaming server stuff set up, but I've never actually gotten around to it. I mean, see, that's another thing that I wish I could do, and I just don't have time for. I mean, it's all this stuff I wish I could do. But...
Welcome to the Dustin Rants About Time show.
It's annoying. And there's games I want to play. I mean, I have Fallout New Vegas, which I've barely touched. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which I've barely touched.
Oh, Brotherhood's good. I beat the hell out of that.
I mean, I wish I had the time to play it. I mean, I spent a good part of my summer last year playing Assassin's Creed 2. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Brothers and I'm still working on Fallout 3.
I don't know if I would. I never liked
it. I love Fallout 3. I don't know why. I just do. And I still have... Granted, I mean, I'm making it worse because I have it on the PC and the Xbox, so I'm doing it four times over, but
well,
still.
Anyway, with the Pokemon podcast, I would say that the want would be there. I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
So. I mean, all it would be a random fandom podcast.
Yeah.
It would be just us talking about random Pokemon details. I guess with our audience, they probably...
If we all live together, if me and Brent live together, we could figure it out. It would probably take us about an hour.
If all three of us live together, sure, we could figure it out.
We could probably figure it out about an hour. It wouldn't take that long, I don't think, to figure out.
I mean, there's a lot of different worlds to talk about, because you have the...
We don't even talk about all at once, people. You know, you gotta make content.
There's the card games, there's the anime.
Oh, no. We would just stick to the video games, I think.
The video games? Okay. Basically the Game Boy games, because the Xbox One kind of suck. Nintendo console ones.
Where the hell have I been? Pokemon game.
Yeah, you didn't see the Pokemon X game on the Xbox?
Yeah, Pokemon 360. No, I didn't see that.
There's 360 new Pokemon.
Holy shit, that's way too many. Anyway, I'm going to read the next submission that we got here. This one's another short one.
Okay.
This one is from... That's my dad. This one is from Captain Jub Jub. Hello, Podtech. This is the Jubster. Here to share with you a tale of enlightenment. Once upon a time, Captain Jub Jub lived in New Zealand. That was pretty cool. One day after Plox and some noobs, he came across a town. The town had the strangest name. After studying the sign, he came to the conclusion the town was called Nene, correctly spelled N-A-E-N-A-E. He lived happily ever after, married a princess, and defeated the dragon. The end. That is all. Thanks, Jub Jub, for the update.
Cool.
So basically, he married some chick, and then he played Skyrim. You ass. I need to play Skyrim. How did you play Skyrim before me?
I don't know. I can't answer for him.
Is there a game where you marry a princess? I can't think of one.
Mario?
Marry Peach? It's as far
sure,
as I know.
Why not?
So he played Mario, and then he played Skyrim.
I guess. I don't know. You want to take the last one? Or
sure. Yeah.
Since the last
one. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff, for letting us know. Last one is Monster. Milica?
Milica, I guess.
Milica? Hello, everyone. I'm Botacular. Only reason I'm saying it like this is because I don't know who's going to be on the show this time. This is me and Red. Okay. Hello, everyone on the show, which is Dustin and Greg. I'll try to keep this post short like everybody else. I was watching Dustorm's post of the new Defiant maps coming out and was wondering, what's your opinion on it? I know that Dusty doesn't like 343 Industries or for whatever reason. Well, Brent, I don't know what your views are. My main question is whether or not it matters who is making a bunch of Halo DLCs. As long as we have new Halo items coming out, it brings us back to the game and makes us enjoy it even more. Well, that's all I have to ask. Love the show. Keep the great work. Monster Mug out.
I was having this exact conversation with Keith yesterday, to be honest.
Who?
Keith from The Running Riot.
Oh, Keith. I just said Keith. Okay.
It's not so much that I don't like 343 Industries in a way that seems to be portrayed. I mean, they're okay. It's just I like I was more comfortable with the fact of Bungie control the Halo franchise since it was their thing. And, I mean, okay, so the Defiant map pack, in my opinion, was good from a multiplayer standpoint. I mean, Highlands is great big team and Condemned is great multi-team stuff. But me and a friend were trying to forge, and there's a good amount of stuff that should be there or it's broken. Like, you can't phase stuff like you're able to on any of the other maps.
Can't phase it?
No.
Like,
which kills a lot of machinima opportunities, and I mean, there's a decent amount of people out there, and Highlands, in my opinion, is a wonderful map for machinima. I mean, the vistas are great. You have nice segregated buildings that you can utilize. You have a downed pelican that you could use, and the vistas in the background are just amazing, but you can't really forge anything to really add anything extra to set wise, and it just really kind of pisses me off that you can't do that. And I mean, granted, certain affinity is not Bungie, but when you can't even implement basic functionality, I have to worry about whose hands Halo's in now. I mean, granted, I'll probably still buy Halo stuff in the future, but I'm still of the opinion that Halo should have lived and died with Bungie, to be honest. I mean, Microsoft's, I mean, like many people said, is just milking this thing now.
Yeah. I mean, and they're putting out quality content, if that's considered milking.
Well, and another thing is, Microsoft's trying to appeal to a more general audience, and I feel like the core audience is going to either A, windle off and not buy it anymore because it's not kind of really adhering to what they think of Halo, or B, they're just buying it because they love the franchise and they want to support it, despite them liking or not liking the direction that Halo's going in. So, I mean, I'm sure there's other people that agree with me, and there's a lot of other people that disagree with me. But I think I'm kind of a little, honestly, to be a little worried about where Halo is going to go. I mean, I hope it goes in the right place, and I hope 343 Industry makes the right decisions, which they're more than capable of doing. It's just, I'm not sure if they're going to make those decisions that, A, will keep the core fans really into the franchise while at the same time trying to pull more people in. So, I mean, it's just a matter of, in my opinion, it's a matter of either wanting more people to buy the game or losing or keeping the core audience. And I think Microsoft's lean will be towards getting more people to buy the game. I mean, because that's just the nature of the corporate beast.
You see, make it more accessible. I don't think it's going to hurt it at all, though.
I mean, from a corporate standpoint, it won't. But I think from people who really love the franchise that Bungie has put out, that there's a potential for them to be disappointed from what 343 might put out and might lose some fan base. And that's my opinion. If you guys have a different opinion, send a submission back and we'll read on the show and I'll respond accordingly. And we'll take it from there.
If I feel like it.
If I feel like it. I mean, I put this in here just to address that thing because there's other people that have different opinions than I do. And I'm not going to, for lack of a better word, cock block them because they have a different opinion than I do.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the show is highly opinionated, but there's other people's opinions that matter, and we're a community podcast, so we're going to let the community have their voice.
Nah, it really doesn't matter.
If it didn't matter, I think we would have died out when Fumo and JDB quit the podcast.
I'm kidding. Anyway, those are all the posts for today so far. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about?
No.
Well, do you want to say what you think about Defiant?
Yeah, we'll go into
that. Or do you want to wait till that next week?
No, we'll go ahead and go into that because I mean, at least we can get our stuff out of the way.
I mean, I haven't played it, so all I can say is it looks damn cool.
The maps are visually very, very appealing. I love Highland's visual aesthetics. That's the word I was looking for. Well, I was trying to think of the word when I made the review video, and that's on YouTube, by the way, since I never posted it to the homepage. And I couldn't think of the word aesthetics. The two words I was thinking of were aesthetics and real estate.
The way it looks, okay.
Yeah, the way it looks and the real estate of utilizing the space very well. And I think Highlands does a very good job of that, to be honest. Although, while playing it, my friends and I have kind of decided that Red Base is a little more defendable because you have that big rock arch over at Red Base that kind of defends Red Base more than Blue Base does. But the bases are exactly identical. You have the communications section, the operations section. You have the hydroplant area, which is not called the hydroplant, actually. But I don't remember what it's called. Or the little building area that's over there. I mean, the waterfall is the waterfall, but there's something else. And, I mean, visually, it's just really appealing. The gameplay for a big team works really well when you have a good team to play with. Although I think that's the way it is with all big team maps, and I personally think it has a lot.
It's fun when you have a good team.
It reminds me of what could be like if you're actually to set up a multi-flag, three flag cap, flag home to score on Highlands. For some reason, I think it would be a very similar experience if you were to do that on Coagulation or Blood Gulch. It would take about 3 or 4 hours to do. Having two good teams go off, or two balanced teams going off against each other. And there's kind of the Sidewinder aspect in there because you have the teleporters going from the base to the middle and then middles cross over. So there's a little bit of that in there too. And then maybe a slight hint of High Ground because you have the tunnels that go up to the waterfall area. And then, like I said, I keep on going back to this, but I can't stress it enough. It seems like it's a perfect map for Mishima stuff, just because a lot of the stuff that's in there. And yet, I'm still kind of disappointed at the forge options that are there.
Just for the Defiant stuff, right?
Yeah, it's just the Defiant stuff. And, I mean, granted, that's the way it's going to be, but I wish they just had... I was expecting more forge objects to be put in there that would be kind of specific to the map, but they didn't add anything new to it. I mean, like, all the Bungie maps that have come out, there's usually one of those unique items that are in each map, but there were pretty much no unique items in these maps that came out.
Yeah. I didn't say I noticed any.
Do you have any opinions on Highlands?
I mean, I haven't played any of them. They all look great.
Okay. I'm just ranting right now, basically.
Really, the most that I've seen is actually through your review, which is quite awesome. If you guys haven't seen it, you need to go see it. But, I mean, you know, I haven't played it, so I can't really give a full opinion yet. But I would say that I am very eager to play it.
Okay. They're a lot of fun to play. And I wish that in the DLC playlist, people would pick objectives more often for Condemned. Because, in my opinion, it would make a great 4v4 or 4 teams of 4 matchup. Because you have the 4 bases. It would also make a very good bomb game, a very good oddball game. Very good CTF, and if they still had it in there, which they don't anymore, a four-way CTF. I don't know if you remember four-way CTF from Halo 1.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really ever.
I mean, fourth-way CTF was actually really cool. And I'm kind of sad that they took it out. But, hey, what can you do? Or four-way assault. That would be interesting. You can actually do that. That would, huh. I have to try that. Get a group of 16 to go in and try to do a four-way assault.
You can make a custom map anything, right?
Yeah, but you can't do, like, four teams of captions. Well, maybe you could. I don't think you can, but maybe. I haven't tried it. Maybe you could do four-way CTF.
I don't see why you could.
I don't know. Maybe something to look into.
I mean, there's different bases you can put multiple flags on. So. Anywho,
but I mean with I'm looking more forward to the firefight maps because you know
Unearth is an interesting map.
I play a lot of firefight, but most people don't like to play firefight like the real way. I understand because it's laggy when it's online.
I mean, there's some games that aren't as laggy, but. Yeah.
Right now,
the way that Bungie has kind of pitched Firefight is it's to get challenge points.
Well, I guess you can do that one. I just liked it. It was fun.
I mean, granted, I would play it more if people actually wanted to play it. But the thing is, you don't get enough credits in the custom game. Like, even when you play a proper custom game, you don't get that many points for it.
You get close to zero.
I mean, it's almost kind of pointless, which I think is why a lot of people go into matchmaking. But, I mean, I think there have been a few people that have tried to actually get proper firefight stuff going. I'm not sure, but I think...
Yeah, I try to get people. It lags when it's online.
Well, yeah. There are certain people out there who it doesn't lag with, and granted, I don't know if I'm one of those people. But yeah, it's very finicky. I would think with their network test beta that they did in the beta, they would have actually managed to fix some of that, but I guess they didn't. So I don't know.
Isn't that what it was for? It was for Firefight?
I think it was
generator defenses in Firefights, so, I mean it would have to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's in there. I'm sure it was multiplayer testing for Firefight and campaign. Because, I mean, it was network test. Yeah. That's what it was. So,
have you played Elites vs. Humans in Firefight yet? When you're an elite and then you're a human and whatnot?
I've played it once.
I've never played it.
And I was going up against two elites. Two player elites. And... it just gets annoying because they can blend in. They know where you're going to spawn.
It's only you and it's them plus other people, right? Or is it
yeah. I mean, I would think the only way to effectively play that is to have
if you had Marine.
Two humans on one elite or maybe two on two, although I think that would be a little extreme. Because you already have so many people fighting against you anyways.
I
like the concept.
What if you had Marines with you? Would that make it better?
Huh. Maybe. Really hadn't thought about it like that. But, yeah, maybe. Yeah. That would actually probably balance it out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, spawn with a squad of, like, eight Marines or something.
Yeah.
Huh. I could see that working. Yeah, I think that would work. Let's see. Unearthed. I like Unearthed for the most part, but it requires team play. It's really not something to do on your own. Because it plays similar to Waterfront, where you have enemies coming in from a lot of different angles. And you are basically spawning in these closed-off areas, which they can basically infiltrate from... anywhere. They land out in the wide open areas that are furthest away from the central base area. And you start inside. So, it's... I think it's a good firefight map. It just requires team play.
There's nothing bad with requiring team play.
No, there's not. But, I mean, if firefight was played the way it was meant to be played, and that was through custom firefight matches and people joining up and playing firefight, then it would be a good map. But with how firefight's been portrayed, I don't think it's really anything too special.
So you don't like Unearthed as much. That's the one I was looking forward to the most.
Unearthed is, I think, is a good map in general. It's just that you would have to play co-op. I mean, which you can. There's the firefight co-op playlists. But, I mean, then again, you're risking of whether or not people actually have the maps. And it probably won't show up in rotation that often. But yeah, that's kind of my rant about the map packs. Unless you have anything to add
to what you've seen. We will when people start sending their stuff in and I can actually play
it. Yeah.
I'll play it this weekend.
Do it! Do it now!
Now!
Yeah. Download the maps, you fool!
Yes.
There's no choppers, so don't get to them. Okay. Well, let's see. I think that pretty much wraps up this show.
Yep.
The next one will probably take submissions for the Defiant Map Pack.
Yeah.
You guys think about it. And we may talk about some other Halo stuff. We're not exactly sure what we're going to do yet.
No, I think we should just keep it on Defiant Map Pack. If you guys want to send in your submissions and whatnot.
Well, we got to fill in 90 minutes now.
I think we can figure it out.
You think so?
We'll do a sneak peek of...
We may do...
Can you do an audio version of the community member of the month?
Yeah, when we get it recorded.
Yeah, I guess we do that.
I guess we could. There's a few customs and tales that we might just go ahead and read, just to get them out of the way. We may do a Black Ops show because we actually have a fair amount of Black Ops stuff sitting in our inbox.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there's a lot of it from like February and January, but there's a decent amount in there. And we'll eventually get around to talking about 343 Industries handling Reach and, or not Reach, Halo. And
so Bungie's not going to do anything, right?
No, Bungie's completely done. They're not even making more maps for it. The only support they're doing for it is the technical details they need to address the playlist and integrating maps from Certain Affinity or whoever their studio makes maps now. We'll have our discussions about things like the Halo CE remake, the Halo movie, stuff like that. Because we have a few of those submissions in our inbox as well. But next week we're definitely doing Defiant submissions. And we'll probably do some tips, customs, and callouts. If there's a small enough number to where we can actually do it in an adequate amount of time, we'll go ahead and throw those in there.
Cool.
So thanks to listening, and hopefully we can actually get back onto a regular recording schedule. We are trying to work stuff out to actually have our schedules align up in such a way that we can record weekly.
I can do it now every week.
Time to do it. So you're open Mondays and Thursdays?
Well, in the mornings. I have class at night.
Okay. I mean, as long as we have like a couple recording times, that way we can actually arrange guests around those times.
Mm. So although, you guys want guests. You guys want BS Angel back.
Only thing is, though, it would be nice to get an evening time slot for those people that actually work during the day.
Yeah, get somebody who would be an interviewer.
Or I can just do it without you and have Brent come on.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
We might do that. We might. You and Brent might be interchangeable hosts, and then whenever both of you are on at the same time, you guys will be on.
We'll be going
on. Oh, jeez. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. That kind of thing, we're still teetering on whether or not we want to do it. we may or may not do it. If people actually keep on sending in that they want us to do it, we'll do it. We're not sure what kind of quality of a podcast it'll be, but we'll do it for the lulz.
Yeah, for the lulz, not for the reels.
For the lulz.
We won't do it for the reels. We'll do it for the lulz. Is there a real Pokemans podcast?
I think there is. I think there actually is. I think Bulbapedia has a podcast.
You know, I want some people to start doing some more stuff on the Halo side of things. I want you guys, start sending in gameplay videos. Post them on the forums, dude. Just start. You don't have to send them into submissions. We'll maybe post them on Pod TV. You know, we want you to. I was trying to get Dustin to get Regime to show one of my videos and have him tell me what I did good or what I did bad during the video. I think that'd be a cool segment on Pod TV. People send in their gameplay and then Pod TV do it. You think you could do that? He doesn't like the idea.
We may have time to do it. I mean, well, it's not like don't like the idea. It's just the time commitment right now to do it. It's kind of out of whack because we've only done one episode.
It would take the amount of time it would take to watch the video.
No, I'd have to watch the video, clip it to the parts we want to talk about.
No, but you would just
audio dub over.
Yeah, you would just do the whole entire video, and then you would just.
We don't want the Pod TV podcast the episode to be that long though.
Oh, you don't.
Because we don't want a 15-minute gameplay review.
You just want to do
we want something that's like top 3, 10, it's like 3 minutes long.
The entire show?
No. Like the entire show would be upwards of maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
But like for that kind of segment, we only want it to be like 3, maybe 4 minutes tops.
Well, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can have people send in stuff and then I'll do the audio commentary. And I'll send it to you guys. I'll make it like 3 minutes long. I'll try to see what I can do.
Yeah, you're asking people to review your own clips.
Yeah, I want people to send in theirs so we can do it. I don't want people to review mine. Well, I want both. Well, the whole reason why I even made the thread was because I wanted other people to do it. I didn't really want people to give me tips.
Okay.
I wanted I just wanted to do it so that people could get in the process of doing the same thing I did, because then we could write things about it and, you know, get people to get better. Because that's what the whole point was. I just wanted to show that, you know, it's not hard to do. Just, but man, it took me 20 minutes to do all this, to post all those videos and everything.
Well, after I recorded them for you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have to record. Dustin will probably record for other people too, right, Dustin?
Right.
You said you wanted a capture service and now you're not going to do it.
Because it's not established yet. Okay. And right now I don't have the time to do it. See, there's the time issue again. Time issue's been addressed at least 5 different times now.
You need to, like, clone yourself or something.
I wish I could, to be honest. Mini-me? I wish I could.
We need to have an intern. For real. We got to do that. Intern does all the stuff we can't do. Who's got plenty of time? Daft, you got plenty of time.
The thing is, people don't, like, our community doesn't put out for us. Shut up. But seriously.
You said you wanted comedy.
No, I never. Yeah. When did I say that?
We hear on that. One person said it.
Yeah, one person.
The next. I've decided that the next Podtacular episode will be all about who's going to be the new branch manager on The Office. So.
I don't watch that show, to be honest. I mean, I've watched it before. I just don't watch it actively. We don't have much community involvement at all. I mean, I have to give props to Regime and Annie for doing what they've done with the program so far and actually keeping it up and running, which is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I wish they would do is answer emails. If you guys are listening, I email you. Anyway.
Yeah, that seems to be a norm for a lot of the people around here in Podtacular, Greg.
What? I answer emails. You don't send them. I have to respond to you.
There's something wrong with my phone.
I always ask, and you always like, I meant to send that. And then I was like, yeah, you meant.
Yeah, but times when I send you emails and start the conversation,
really?
You usually have never responded very quickly. Like, yeah, stuff that you've sent.
I check it every day. I check my contact or email.
Okay.
Every day.
Maybe it's changed. Maybe.
Send me some tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, but then you're expecting it.
So?
There's a difference.
I hate all these. Okay, look, I want to say something about trying to find a job on the internet. I've been applying for jobs, for getting a real job. You know, I work at Best Buy. I mean, it's a pretty good job. It's fun and cool. I like it, but, you know, I'm not going to do it when I'm 30. So, I've been applying for, like, developer jobs, like office jobs and stuff, you know. All the jobs that I've been offered from people are in Timbuktu. Well, this one's in Orlando, but nowhere near where I currently live. And it's just annoying. I just wanted
Microsoft
to say that.
Microsoft certified.
What? I'm just saying, well, I mean, all the places that I'm applying to aren't saying anything, but I'm getting, like, these people want to, you know, interview me, but none of them are in Georgia. And I can't move right now. Maybe in the...
In Georgia?
Yeah, he's in Georgia. Anyway, if anybody...
I mean, have you looked for jobs in Georgia?
Yeah, that's what I'm applying to. I've been applying to these jobs in Orlando. But, like, I put my resume on these websites, and I'm, like, Monster, LinkedIn, and stuff. And that's
Do you not know anyone, like, in the city that can hook you up with a connection or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I know a few, but, I mean, nobody's, like... I don't know how to say it. I know I got contacts, but I haven't really gone to like an official interview for a company here. I don't have any experience, and that's the only problem. I've been working since I was 16, but I don't have any like technical experience. I guess like
that's what a degree is for.
I know, but it says like you need a degree plus a year or two of experience. I'm trying to get an internship somewhere.
Oh,
I've got contacts at HP. My uncle works at
even when doing an internship, they require experience.
No. That's why you would do an internship, so you can get experience. That's what they.
Yeah. Why aren't you?
There's no internships in Georgia. There's one that I applied for yesterday. It's for Cartoon Network making iPhone games, which is pretty cool, you know. better than nothing.
Do you know Objective-C?
I'll figure it out. Is it easy? Is it hard?
It's not as easy as you think.
Damn it. It's an internship. It didn't say any, it said students looking to do software engineering. It didn't say you had to know it already.
Well,
it said okay. iOS games. It said mobile platform games, including iOS.
Yeah, you have to know Objective-C to program for iPhone, though.
I'm pretty sure it ain't that hard, is it? Can you do it?
No.
I'm pretty much...
Not right now.
If for you guys looking to go into, you know, making computer stuff, software, there's a lot of languages out there to learn. I'm focusing on .NET languages because my instructors tell me that's where the majority of the jobs are.
Windows Phone.
Yeah. Windows. Well, that's not with Windows Phone.
Or Xbox.
That's Xbox, Windows Phone, Microsoft. I mean, that's... C#, C++, I mean, Visual Basic, ASP.NET.
I just downloaded the new XNA Studio yesterday.
Boy, I use Visual Studio 10. XNA, I want to make...
Well, no, XNA, the XNA 4 actually goes into Visual Studio 10 now.
Yeah. I just use Visual Studio. Anyway.
But you have to have XNA, use the XNA Studio to actually build...
Make a game.
For Windows Phone and Xbox.
Yeah. I want to try to, if I get a Windows phone, I want to try to make a game like Torchlight on the phone. I thought that'd be pretty tight.
I don't know what Torchlight is.
It's like Diablo, but not as serious.
I've never played Diablo. don't worry about it.
It'll YouTube probably... Torchlight, you will see.
Yeah.
You will see. Maybe we should start podcasting about our job searching. Well, you already got a job.
I pretty much have job security.
Wrapped up. I need to go to the Army and see what they can give me. Yo, guys, you guys want some video game playing or maker? Right here.
I don't know if they need a video programmer, but okay.
You can say they probably do. They probably got a program for stuff. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think they do video games.
I'm not saying video games is programming. I don't.
.NET is a lot more than just video games. I actually have never attempted to make a video game. I've only made, like, business applications.
I made a breakout game with Multimedia Fusion. If you've ever heard of that.
By breakout, you mean the style of game breakout or breakout by its...
Like a breakout game.
Like it's your first game ever?
Like, you know, the one with the ball and the bricks?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That one.
You know what we should do, Destin?
What?
Start Podtackler Studios and start making games. That's what Brett wants to do and Painkiller wants to do it. We got five people. We can coordinate a game over the internet. We can figure this out.
We probably could, actually.
We could figure it. PK knows how to do it. Brent wants to do it. I don't know if he knows how to. I'm pretty sure we're not the only five that know how
to do it. I mean, it's something we could definitely do. It's just a matter of, one, collaborating, two, finding time, and three, dedication.
If it's something that I can put on a resume, I'm pretty sure I can do it while we're podcasting.
Because granted, really we're talking about people that we kind of already know, but our community is not very much dedicated to actually helping out with the community.
I have 100% what's the word? I believe in Brent and PK and you. <That's>, pretty sure we can find another person. I mean, I got a buddy Ben that lives near me that wants to do it. I mean,
what kind of game would we make?
Small little game like Torchlight. Let's do it. Let's make an unofficial for 3 for 3 game and pitch it to him for the Windows Phone. Some kind of like, I don't know, grunt game where you have to like, I don't know, train to be a soldier or something. I don't know, we can figure it out. Like a tower defense Halo game. That'd be cool.
You know, a game like that would take at least 2 years to make.
What? We gotta make the sprites, make the attributes for them, and then just.
You have to. Greg, real life. Hello?
Yes.
Real life stuff getting in the way.
Knocking on the door. It can't be that hard to make the sprites and the attributes for it.
Well.
Because it's object oriented. You don't start from the ground up. You would make the object and you'd place
it. No, we would have to make our own textures.
I know.
That's not that easy. I'm not that good with graphics.
Do it in XNA. That's what Annie's going to school for. Annie, there we go.
Good point.
See, we're going to do this. We're going to make a game of the year. Indie game of the year. We're starting it right here, ladies.
Did you know that you can actually download 3DS Max and Maya free as a student? No. Yeah.
My computer couldn't run Maya.
Mine can.
No way.
So I have 3DS Max and Maya installed right now.
Do you even know? Would you even know where to start?
Yeah, I've messed around with it before. Right.
I wouldn't know where to start in 3DS Max. I played with Maya at school.
They're kind of similar. Maya's 3DS Max is more for modeling, and Maya's more for animation.
You use them interchangeably? Like, can you make the model and bring it to them?
Yeah. Okay. But
could you make it for like a Windows? Could you? I don't think you can do that for a sprite and then put it into a XNA.
No, a sprite is just a 2D image.
I mean, yeah.
It wouldn't be a sprite. It would be a model.
We couldn't do a 3D. That would take forever. We wouldn't do like a 3D model. Like, how would they like Elo and Milo? How do they make Elo and Milo? They did that in. I mean, they did that within the game, right? They didn't, as far as I understood.
I don't know.
They didn't use an outside program. They did it all within.
XNA doesn't have any modeling stuff. They've had to use some kind of external program.
Use Photoshop.
Unless they have something that I'm not aware of.
The super secret edition. No, it's just to keep it from Dustin. Secret edition. But yeah, hey, if anybody out there is interested, I want to do this because I want to put something on a resume that I don't really per se want to get a game developing job. I just want to get, you know, a coding job so I can get some experience behind me. But if we can, you know, have something showable to people, you know, I mean, that just shows kind of effort, I guess. And then we can all use it, you know, not just me. Dustin can use it. Brent can use it.
There's so much that goes behind building a game, though. I mean, I'm in intro to game programming right now. That's
what
the class I'm taking, yeah.
For graduate?
It's a grad class, yeah. Oh, cool. And, I mean, right now... our team is just struggling with getting a basic kind of a
concept.
No, it's not an RPG. What is it? Kind of an RTS game going.
I mean, how would it be that difficult? You just gotta. I mean, first thing is gonna be like, do you want to do it as?
There's like, so many checks. There's so many checks and things you have to keep track of and functions you have to call every time. It's not as easy as you think. The concepts are simple. Actually, programming it is not.
I hear it's the other way around of people who actually do it. I hear the concept, like, so you guys doing like rock, paper, scissors gameplay? Or you doing kind of like a dynamic? Like this beats this, this beats this, this beats this.
It's a turn-based RTS game that we're making right now.
For the computer?
Yeah.
So you're doing this in a... I've never taken a game class where we actually made a game. It's pretty cool.
I mean, granted, it's not a high-quality game. It's kind of crappy, but...
What's the theme?
We're doing biofuel stuff, kind of... It was a idea from the chemistry department, and one of the professors over there came to us and had this idea for a game of trying to teach people of... trying to research biofuels and...
So what, you have... Is it like Farmville?
It kind of is. To be honest, there's very close similarities between Farmville and our game.
That's cool.
But there's it's an RTS aspect to it.
Well, let's see if we can do something like that, because I definitely want to try to put something like that on the phone.
Whatever happened to the Podtacular RPG?
I don't know, Twist was doing that. That was the only person who was doing it. I don't know how to make that kind of stuff. He had some program that it was...
Yeah, he had some kind of, like, generating engine
for it. It was like... It was kind of... It looked like the first Zelda games. Then you just, like, added a person in there and you just put all the attributes in for them.
Well, the thing you didn't is, actually you know, code it, I don't
something
think.
Like that, you had to program in so many decisions and so many different paths. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's another one I think with games, that you have to... You have to account for so many.
Yeah, that's why they want some experience. Because if you've never done it before, if this was my first time, right? Just say, if you went into a game company as your first time, you'd be like, "Holy crap!" But if you've like tried to make one before, then you probably ran into the majority of the initial "holy crap" problems.
I mean, it amazes me how complex Fallout is, with how much stuff they have to keep track of.
Well, you look at the source code?
No.
Oh.
But just going into the console and being able to, like, type in commands and seeing all the stuff that they just, the basic stuff that they offered to you there.
So it must take a lot of memory.
I mean, your game saves are upwards of megs.
No, I mean RAM at the time of playing.
Oh, well, any game's going to take up a good amount of RAM.
Yeah. That's the only thing I really had problems with is optimizing RAM. I think that I wanted to try to focus on that and see if I could, you know, because if you can optimize computer resources, which is what I spend a lot of time doing when I'm making a game or when I'm making programs, and I try to do it, you know, just I'm saving stuff to use it in memory and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool for me that if I figured out certain ways to optimize memory usage. Because I don't know if we fully, we probably do. I just haven't figured it out. We fully 100% understand what the best optimization of using it is among other programs at once. You know?
Just a quick little note though for anyone listening. I heard this recently. I'm not exactly sure where, but. If you want to get into game development, a very good place to start is in the modding community. Making your own maps, making mods to games.
Well, that would be a good way to get... Let's just say, like, okay, I've got a friend at Best Buy who is trying to get a game developer job. Okay, he has a year experience. He worked as a producer at the guys who made Ion, A-I-O-N. They're in Atlanta. Okay, people who made that game. So he was a producer for a year. They laid him off. Why not? He had a job interview at Bungie, right, for a an entry-level level design, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only experience he had for level design was modding. So for like making mods and games and blah, 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 you know. And they said that they wouldn't take him even at an entry level position because he doesn't have any real world experience making a level from the ground up, you know. So I don't. I mean,
well, there's lots.
I would say.
Well, like, what kind of levels are you talking about? Are you talking about like a multiplayer map level,
He doesn't know. They didn't tell him. You know, they didn't.
Because I mean, level design in that case is very complex.
It really was like a week ago. So
because that's layout, that's storyboard, there's a lot of things that would go.
I would say modding's a good idea if you're interested to get started, but I wouldn't say. Maybe learn concepts, understand.
No, you would have to mod in the field you're interested in.
Yeah.
Because you can mod and create like different like campaigns for something, or you can mod and make different like textures.
Yeah, you have to understand.
There's I mean, modding is basically just a subset of game programming. You're just taking the tools that someone else has already used and taking the engine that someone's already used, and you're just adding on to it. It's a good place to start.
I would 100% agree. Yeah, it's one place to start, but don't expect to get a job because you know how to mod a game. Unless it's a company who is modding a game. There actually are a lot of companies who are modding games for some weird reason. I don't know why.
I mean, Valve is paying people for mods.
Yeah.
And letting people sell their mods on TF2.
That's probably what some of them are about, you know. Cause I mean, I've gone on the websites and whatnot, looked for video game jobs. I pretty much look for entry level. A lot of the game developer like mods are, they don't really say what they're for. They just say modding experience.
Yeah, well, that's when you have to look at the fine details.
Yeah.
And call in and be like, okay, what exactly does this job
entail? If I had a preference for what kind of game I would want to make, I think Forge is absolutely way above my head, 3D environment, to figure out how it's going to work correctly. And those people could figure it out. Those guys are genius. But I could do
in terms of what? Modding?
Like making a map.
Oh, that's
the environment. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know. Like, you got to figure out line of sight. You got to figure out like how to make it.
That's a very, very basic version of modding.
Well, I'm just trying to say, even I don't understand something like that, but I can do like StarCraft 2 editor really damn good. I can make some good maps on there, but I can't do.
I mean, I wish I had the time to make my own Halo CE maps because I've had ideas, but I just don't have the time.
Could you start? Could you make textures and stuff?
Well, you can utilize textures that the game already provides.
Oh, that's cool. They don't have to look like, you know, like Forge. you could actually make a map with, you know, grass.
Or, yeah, you could in Halo CE.
I have it. CE.
Like they have the Halo editing kit. The only extra thing that you have to have in order to utilize the full functionality of it is a 3D modeling program, which is where you use like 3ds Max.
Would you would model the actual structure? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have to actually model the layout.
So you would do it in Max, and then you would save the file or something, and you would just
you would save it in Max.
Under what kind of file? A TIFF or what is it?
No, there's OBJ file, object file, and then you open up Banana. It's seriously what it's called is Banana, I think. Or
hope. Okay, we're new at this, so if we're doing it, we're telling you folks wrong, then
I'd have to look it up. Right, it's either Hobo or Banana or something like that.
In Halo CE?
No. Oh, no. That's actually a separate app that you can download. It's a Sapien. Sorry. Sapien is the program that you open, I think. I don't know.
I'm really sure that I think.
I think I'm wrong now. where's the test? Test. Tutorial.
It's not really that big a deal. We're just.
Oh yeah, it is. It is Sapien. Because it'll actually load the map and it'll actually give you a real time rendering of the map, and you can go in and place different objects, in there. It's really cool.
There's Plants vs. Zombies on Android? How the hell did I not know that?
Yeah, you have to buy it. Oh, yeah, it's a... Can you hear the water in the background?
No. Are you playing Halo?
No, I'm in Sapien. Although the video output window is not working very well. I'll have to see if I can get that to work. Oops.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for letting us rant for the last 20 minutes on...
If you guys are interested in doing a game at Podtacker Studios, let us know. Send us an email.
Podtacker Studios.
glewis@podtacker.com. Let's do it, dude. For real. Like, I'm bored. I'm doing, like... I'm applying for jobs. I spent a lot of time applying for jobs, right? I mean, doing networking, calling people, trying to set up these freaking mock interviews with potential people I might work with, you know. Learning, getting real-world experience, you know, without actual job experience, just trying to learn what actually...
Can you give me some of your free time?
That's what I'm saying, you know, that's what... If we could make an actual game in that free time instead of...
I don't have free time, if you haven't noticed.
It just feels like I'm wasting my time. I mean, people say that this is how you get a job, but I don't know. I don't like it. I would rather just make a game, show it to somebody. Somebody say it's cool. You got the job. Like, you know, I think that'd be way cooler.
You want life to be easy.
Isn't that easy? It'd be hard to make a game, wouldn't it? I mean, I would assume it would be hard. I never tried to make one.
You can go for it.
I just want to do it myself. Because every time I try to do it by myself, I always start looking like I spend too much time trying to make it 100% correct. You know?
Yeah, you can't do that. That'll never happen.
I always do that when I try to, like, when I did my project, it took me like 3 weeks.
That's the first thing you have to realize. It's never going to turn out the way you expected it to be.
Yeah, I mean, even when you release it, it's probably going to be like, whoa, shoot, we forgot all about that. Oh, wait, that's why you beta.
Okay, well, again, thanks for listening to our rants. We'll be back on, hopefully, within a week.
Yeah, we should do it. I think that if we're not... If we don't do it by at least this time next week, then we're going to do it this time. We should just do that. This is going to be our fallback day. If we don't do it by at least this day, we'll do it.
It'll be the day before MLG Dallas. Woot!